Item number one, report and possible discussion on General Manager CEO report by David Collingsworth, General Manager CEO.
Thank you, Presiding Officer. Can y'all hear me?
No.
You good back there on the recording? Okay. A couple of things to talk through real quick. First of all, obviously we have a unique weather system coming, and I know that Texans are really interested in how this is going to play out. Just for your knowledge, we are ready to go. We are in full generator capacity to keep our water plant running, and we will meet, my staff will start meeting this afternoon to work through emergency coordination discussions should the weather be even worse than they're predicting. So we're ready to go, and if there are issues arise, I will certainly keep the Board of Directors updated. We have a quick agenda today. Probably should be done by about 12:15 or 12:30. Then we'll have lunch for you. The next meetings aren't going to be quite so short and simple. Just give you a little heads up on some of the things that we're working on for our future meetings. In March, we're going to have a discussion with the board on proposed rules and regulation changes that our staff have been working real hard on in the last few months. We will bring those to you. You will have an opportunity to review them. We will take your input, and then we will create a draft rule for the public to review, and then that will start the process of allowing the public to look at, and then ultimately the board adoption in future meetings. Also in May, we will present you with a draft of our 2023 budget, and also have a very interactive strategic plan workshop. We have some real exciting things to let you look at as far as the development and evolution of our strategic plan goes, so we're looking forward to that in May. For those of you that are newer on the board, meaning less than 4 years old, in June, we hopefully, if COVID allows, we will begin our customer meetings again. It's customary for the Brazos River Authority in late May or early June to have three meetings in different regions of the basin, where we sit down with our customers and really walk them through the details of all of our draft budget before the board adopts it. So you'll get invited to that. The first year of COVID, we didn't have that meeting at all because we weren't going up on our rates. Last year we had it and it was a virtual meeting. But this year we hope to get face-to-face and have those meetings. And we'll invite you and you'll be notified of that pretty soon. And then in July, we'll have our budget workshop where we will present our draft budget for your consideration, and if all that goes well, then you will adopt the new strategic plan and the new draft budget all on that day. So a lot of really good stuff coming down in the next few meetings. So last but not least, I want to tell you about somebody that's retiring today at 5 o'clock from the Brazos River Authority. And it's not very often that we bring employees that are retiring in front of the board for acknowledgement. But here in my hand, I have a ID for a law enforcement officer. It says retired. They get their own retired ID when they retire from the BRA. And the reason that I wanted you to meet Davy Moore, if you haven't, because Davy Moore was a law enforcement officer for Brazos River Authority. He also was the lake manager at Lake Limestone for the Brazos River Authority. But more importantly, he dedicated 46 years of his life to the Brazos River Authority. And that is honorable. And you're not going to get it. Yeah.
You're here.
Come on up, baby. There's not enough time in the day for me to tell you all you need to know about this guy, but he is full of honor and integrity. He wears his Christian badge on his sleeve, and he's one of those leaders that has mentored so many people at the Brazos River Authority. And I told him this the other day at his party, I'm glad you're retiring. I didn't want to take that wrong. But I can sleep well at night because he is retiring, but his fingerprints are all over the people that he's mentored. So we're in really good hands. John Dixon has taken his place as the Lake Limestone manager. But again, Davy is one of those reasons that BRA is first class. So thank you, Davy, very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
you all very much.
Cynthia, if I can have you up front and we can take a photo real quick, I'd appreciate that.
There's a lot of backlight here. Is that going to work?
No, that's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
By the way, it was four when he started.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a long time.
And last but not least,
I've been born.
Today is Helen Jimenez's birthday. And I am not going to sing to you, but I challenge all of our board members, maybe during lunch, to pull you aside one-on-one and sing happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, David.